Good morning.
早晨.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege to be with you this morning. For those who don't know me, my name is Brennan McCafferty. As you just heard, my wife and I are missionaries to Cambodia. We've been living in Phnom Penh, the capital, for about 2 years. And we're back in America for just a few weeks before heading back to Cambodia. And I want to share my gratitude to all of you for your prayers and financial support of our work. We're very thankful for your partnership with us. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to spend time in God's Word with you this morning. Before we look at Psalm 78, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Word. Your word is holy, pure, and powerful. And we pray that through the blessing of your Holy Spirit, that your word would be at work this morning. May your word shine light into the darkness. May your word penetrate into the depths of our heart. May your word transform our lives and cause us to walk in paths of obedience. We pray, Lord, that your word would go forth and accomplish all that you please. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What will you pass on to the next generation when you die? Maybe you own a big piece of land. And when you die, you plan to give that land to your children or grandchildren. Or maybe you own a nice house or special car that you will give to them. Or maybe you have photo albums or special family heirlooms that you will pass on. Some of you maybe have an official last will and testament document. That it has many details about what will happen to all of your possessions when you die. It's very common for people to plan what will happen to all of their stuff when they die.
通常人都會計劃當他們離世的時候他所有擁有的財物應該怎麼做。
Now, I personally think it's a good idea to plan for the future.
我都覺得是一個好好的主意要為將來去計劃。
I think it's a good idea to write a last will.
我覺得寫個遺囑都是好好。
And if you are able, it can be a blessing to pass on different items to your children or grandchildren.
如果你是可以的,將你的財物呢,
But we must be careful. Because it can be easy to focus so much on all the different material things we can pass on. That we might forget about the most important thing we can leave behind for them. And in fact, it's something that the Bible commands us to pass on to the next generation. And it's not a material item that we can hold with our hands. It's not land or a house or a special piece of jewelry.
不是地或者屋或者一個珠寶。
It's our faith.
而是我們的信心。
There are lots of different things we can pass on to those who come after us.
我們有很多東西可以傳給我們的後人。
But none are more important than our faith.
但是沒有一樣是比我們的信仰更重要。
And this is something we see in Psalm 78 this morning. This psalm is a psalm that highlights the responsibility one generation has to the next generation. It's a psalm that calls you to pass on your faith to the next generation. So that's the Lord's call to you this morning. Pass on your faith to the next generation.
Okay.
And this morning, what I would like to do is ask three questions related to our passage. And these questions will guide us as we walk through this passage. And the first question is this.
第一个问题就是,
how do we pass on our faith?
我们怎样去传承我们的信仰呢?
And what this psalm teaches is that you must orally or verbally pass on your faith to others.
这段经文就教导我们，我们是需要言传。
In other words, it's not enough to only live a godly life for others to see.
換句話來說，就是我們不可以只是活出一個虔誠的生活，讓人看到。
A godly life is very important.
虔誠的生活是很重要。
But the emphasis in this psalm is not on how you live your life.
但是這段的詩篇不是強調，重點不是說你怎樣去過你的生活。
The emphasis is on verbal or oral communication from one person to another person. Notice in verse 1, the psalmist asks the people to incline their ears to the words of his mouth. The psalmist doesn't say, observe my life. No, he says, I have something to say, so listen to me. In verse 2, the psalmist says he's going to open his mouth. And he will utter dark sayings. And then in verse 4, the psalmist says he's not going to hide these sayings. But he will tell them to the next generation. So over and over again, the psalmist emphasizes oral or verbal communication from one person to another. One person speaks, another person listens. This is how we pass on our faith. We have to open our mouths and tell people about Jesus.
Right?
This means it's not enough to just live, to just set a good example for other people to see. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me. Because our actions and our behavior as Christians are very important. If our actions contradict our words, then our message loses credibility. And it is also true that others learn a lot by observing our lives. For example,
比如说,
A lot of what my kids learn is through observing my life and my actions as a father.
我的小孩子就是学的东西就是看我作为一个父亲的行为。
That is very true.
是很真实的。
But I want you to understand that the passing on of our faith requires us to open our mouths and use words.
但是我希望你明白, 我们将我们信仰的传承就是要我们开口用话语来讲。
How did my kids learn about Jesus?
我的儿女怎样认识耶稣呢?
By observing my life?
是不是只是观察我的生活呢?
No.
不是。
I told them about Jesus.
我要告诉他们耶稣。
How did you learn about Jesus?
你又怎样认识耶稣的呢?
Somebody told you, right?
有人告诉你,是吗?
People don't learn about Jesus and the cross and the resurrection by observing your life.
人不是藉着观察你的行为就可以认识耶稣基督的十字架和他的复活。
If you want others to believe in Jesus, then you have to open your mouth and tell them about Jesus.
如果你想人家去相信耶稣,你就要开口告诉别人。
Remember that Christianity is a word-based religion.
要记得基督教是一个以道为基础的信仰。
Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And the Gospel is a message of good news. And to share a message necessarily involves words. So yes, we need to live godly lives.
没错,
But if we want to pass on our faith to others,
但如果我们要将我们的信心,信仰传给其他人,
then we must open our mouths and share the truths of God's Word.
我们就要开口分享神的话语。
Well, that brings me to the second question.
这就带到我来第二个问题。
Who should we pass on our faith to?
我们的信仰应该传承给谁呢?
Now, we should desire to pass our faith on to everybody. But what this psalm teaches is that you should especially pass on your faith to the coming generation. The pattern in this psalm is the sharing of the faith from one generation to the next generation.
Okay.
In verse 3, the psalmist says he's going to share things that his fathers have told him. And then notice verse 4.
第四节讲到,
The psalmist says, We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华述说给后代听。
So what the psalmist learned from his fathers, he now passes on to the next generation.
所以诗人在他的祖宗所学到的，他现在就讲给他的后代听。
And then look at verses 5 and 6.
第五、第六节讲到。
He commanded our fathers to teach to their children that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children.
吩咐我们的祖宗要传给子孙，要将他们要生的后代子孙可以晓得，要话俾佢哋嘅子孙听。
Okay, do you see the pattern?
你睇唔睇到呢一个嘅模式咧？
Fathers teach their children.
父亲教导儿女。
And then the children grow up and they teach their children.
儿女成长又再教导他们的儿女。
And then those children grow up and they teach their children.
他们的儿女再成长又教导他们的儿女。
Right, and so on and so forth.
就是这样继续。
Okay. One generation to the next.
从一代传到下一代。
And this is a reminder to you of your duty, your responsibility to invest in the coming generation.
这个就是提醒你有责任要投资在下一代的身上。
Okay. Let me remind you that you are not going to live forever.
让我提醒你，你不会在这个世上，永远在这个世上。 Okay.
Your life is like a vapor.
你的生命就好像雾气一样。
It's here for a little while, but then it's gone.
存在片刻就会消失噶啦。
And if we want to see the Church of Jesus Christ continue to grow, what do we need to do?
如果我哋希望睇到耶稣基督嘅教会继续成长，我哋应该做乜嘢？
We can't just focus on ourselves because we're going to die one day.
我们不可以只是注重在自己身上，因为我们迟早都会离世的。
We need to invest in the coming generation.
我们要投入，投资在下一代。
We need to equip and strengthen the younger generation so that they can continue to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ.
我们要装备和坚强下一代，让他们都可以继续去宣讲基督。
And do you know where this intergenerational sharing of the faith begins?
咁你有冇睇到呢一个嘅世代相传嘅呢个信仰系由边度开始嘅咧
？In the household.
就喺家庭里边。
In this psalm, the psalmist he pictures a household.
喺呢个诗篇里边就睇到好似系一家人。
Where a father shares with his children.
父亲同佢嘅儿女分享。
The household.Is the most natural place for the sharing of our faith. From parents to their children. And I want you to notice the emphasis in this psalm on fathers teaching their children. Who did the psalmist learn from?
詩人喺邊度學翻嚟嘅咧？
His fathers.
就係佢嘅祖宗。
And in verse 5,
第五節，
Who did the Lord command to teach their children?
主教導邊個要去教導佢嘅兒女咧？
Fathers.
父親。
There is a special emphasis on fathers teaching their children.
特別強調就係父親要教導兒女。
Does this mean that mothers don't have to teach their children?
咁係咪話母親就唔使教咧
？No, of course not.
當然唔係啦。
Proverbs 1 verse 8 says this.
箴言第一章第八節咁樣講。
Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching.
我兒要聽你父親的訓悔，不可離棄你母親的法則。
Okay, so both fathers and mothers are commanded to instruct their children.
所以父親母親都係要有責任要教導佢兒女。
But as the head of the household, the fathers are singled out here in the psalm.
但係作為一家之主，父親喺呢度就係指出。
It is the special responsibility of the father to make sure that his children are learning the faith.
就係父親嘅特別嘅責任，要讓佢嘅兒女。學到佢嘅信心。
So for a moment, I want to speak to those who are fathers here today.
咁今日我而家我想同在座嘅父親講。
Fathers, I want to remind you what a blessing and privilege it is to be a father.
你作為父親係一個幾大嘅祝福同埋一個特權。
I am thankful for fathers.
我為咗父親感謝神。
But being a father is also a great responsibility.
但是作為父親亦都是一個很大的責任。
You have a responsibility to invest in your children.
你有責任要投資在你的兒女身上。
So spend time with them.
用時間陪他們。
Teach them and train them.
教導他們，培養他們。
Catechize them.
做信仰的要理教導。
This is your responsibility.
這是你的責任。
This is not the responsibility of school teachers or relatives.
这个不是学校的老师或者亲戚的责任。
This is not even primarily the responsibility of pastors.
甚至也不是牧师的主要责任。
This is your responsibility.
是你的责任。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says this.
以弗所书六章四节这样说。
Fathers.Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And for those who are mothers,
咁母亲呢？
You are to work together with your spouse in order to train your children in the way they should walk.
你都有责任同你嘅配偶一齐去教导。你的孩童当行的路。
This is what the psalmist is reminding you to do.
这个就是诗人提醒你要做的。
But maybe you don't have children.
或者你是没有儿女。
Or maybe your children are all grown up and you don't live close to them anymore.
或者你的儿女已经长大，你不是跟他们住在附近。
And you don't have much influence in their lives.
你对他们的生活也影响不大了。
That doesn't mean you can't invest in the coming generation.
但是这个不等于说你就可以不用投资在下一代。
Remember that the church is a family.
记得教会也是一个家庭。
And that means that you can have spiritual sons and daughters in the faith.
所以就是你在信心里面你可以有属灵的儿女。
Even if you are not biologically related to them.
就算你不是在生理上跟他们有关系。
Where we are in Cambodia,
我们在柬埔寨,
many of the churches are filled with young people.
很多教会都是有很多年轻人。
And for 99% of these young people, their parents are not believers.
99%的这些年轻人呢, 他们的父母都不是信徒的。
Their parents are not teaching them about Jesus.
他们的父母没有教导他们关于耶稣。
So how do they learn the faith? How do they grow in Christ?
他们怎样学习这个信仰,怎样在基督里面成长呢?
It's through spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers who invest in them and train them.
就是要属灵的父母要教导他们。
Okay. And Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章,
Paul tells older women in the church to train the younger women.
保罗教导年长的妇人要教导年轻的妇人。
And likewise, older men have a responsibility to train the younger men.
同样年长的男人要教有责任要去教导年轻的男人。
So it doesn't matter if you have biological children or not.
所以无论你有没有生理上的儿女。
Older men, you can invest in the next generation by training younger men.
年长的男人你都可以训练下一代。
And older women, you can invest in the next generation by training younger women.
年长的妇人你也可以投资在下一代里面训练年轻的妇人。
This is the responsibility that God has given to those of us in the church.
这个就是神给我们在教会里面的责任。
Train the coming generation.
去训练下一代。
There's one more question we need to ask this morning.
今早还有一个问题要问。
The third question.
第三个问题。
What do we pass on? What do we share with the coming generation?
那我们和下一代, 分享些什么呢?
And Psalm 78 emphasizes two main areas for our sharing.
诗篇78篇有两个重点讲到我们要去分享的。
First, you must share about the Lord.
第一就是要讲有关神主。
You must teach the coming generation about who God is.
你要教导下一代神是哪一位。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4 says to tell the coming generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done.
要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
So we need to tell others about God and about God's great deeds.
所以我要告诉别人神和他奇妙的作为。
We need to tell others about the perfect life of Jesus Christ.
我们要告诉其他人听耶稣基督的完美的生活。
About the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for the sins of his people.
基督在十字架上受死是为他的子民的罪。
And the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
和耶稣基督的荣耀的复活。
And we also need to tell others about God's attributes.
我们也要告诉别人听神的属性。
Who God is.
神是哪一位?
Okay. God's might and God's love, God's justice.
神是大能的,有慈爱的,是公义的。
God's grace and mercy, his patience and kindness.
他是有恩典,有怜悯,有忍耐和良善的。
We want the coming generation to have an accurate knowledge of who God is.
我们想我们下一代有准确认识神的知识。
And we want them to set their eyes upon God. So we need to open up our Bibles and show them who God is and what God has done. But second,
第二,
we must also tell them about their responsibility before the Lord.
And
verse
5,
the psalmist tells his readers that they are supposed to teach their children the law. So we need to teach God's law and his commandments to the coming generation. So that the coming generation knows how to live properly before God.
Right.
Just like we heard in Westminster Shorter Catechism, number
41.
Notice also in verse 7, fathers are told to teach their children. They are to teach their children to set their hope in God and keep his commandments. So, we need to tell the coming generation to trust in God.
Okay.
Obey God's commandments.
Okay.
And then finally, notice in verse 8,
第八節,
the psalmist says you should teach them not to be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. So one thing we need to teach the coming generation is that they need to avoid our sins. We should strive to be role models for the coming generation. But we are sinners, right? And that means there are many times when we don't follow God faithfully. And sometimes we are not good role models for the coming generation. And so we need to tell the coming generation, don't follow my patterns of sin. When daddy sins or when mommy sins, when I sin, don't imitate me.
Okay.
And use sin to point the coming generation to the gospel.
Okay.
So this is a summary of what we need to teach. Who God is,
神是哪一位,
and our responsibility before God. And in order to help you do this well,
咁要幫助你大家做得好,
let me suggest using a catechism.
我就建議你是用, okay.
Maybe the Westminster Shorter Catechism.
Okay.
Catechisms are great summaries of the Christian faith. And they are intended to help us share our faith, pass on our faith to others. And in fact, the Westminster Shorter Catechism focuses on the two areas I just mentioned. What do the scriptures principally teach? What man is to believe concerning God? And what duty God requires of man?
Okay.
And the Westminster Catechism follows this pattern. The first 38 questions focus on what we need to believe about God. And the remaining questions focus on our duty before God.
剩下嚟嗰啲問題咧，就係我哋對神嘅責任係乜嘢？
So I want to encourage you.
所以我想鼓勵你哋。
To use a catechism to help you to pass on your faith to the coming generation.
用呢個信仰信條去將你嘅信仰傳俾下一代。
Well, as we come to a close this morning,
咁我哋總結嘅時候，今日
I want to remind you.
我想提醒大家。
That investing in the next generation and passing on of the faith was the practice of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
将呢个信仰传俾下一代，系其实系我哋主耶稣基督嘅实践。
Think for a minute about Jesus and His ministry on earth.
谂下耶稣基督喺地上嘅事工。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做咗啲乜嘢咧？
It is true that Jesus, he went around to many different places and villages. He proclaimed the gospel to them.
没错，耶稣去了很多的地方去宣讲神的话。
Jesus interacted with many different people. He had large crowds following him at certain times.
他跟很多人有接触，有时很大群人的跟着他。
But throughout the course of Jesus' ministry,
但是在耶稣的事工里面，这段时间里面，
Jesus had a special focus on 12 men.
耶稣是特别注重12个人。
Just 12 men.
就是12个人。
The 12 disciples.
就是这12个门徒。
And what did Jesus do with these 12 men?
那耶稣跟他们做了什么呢?
He spent time with them.
跟他们一起，用时间跟他们一起。
And he taught them.
教导他们。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why did Jesus do this? Because Jesus knew that he was not going to be on earth forever.
因为耶稣知道他不会永远在这个地上。
Jesus knew that his time on earth was limited.
他知道他在地上的时间是有限的。
But he took advantage of the time that he had to train the next generation.
所以他就是用他所有的时间去教导下一代。
And it was through those 12 ordinary men,
就是藉着这十二个普通人,
that the gospel of Jesus Christ began to spread to the ends of the earth.
耶稣基督的福音就是传到地极。
That's what we see in the book of Acts, right?
这个就是我们在《使徒行传》里面看到的，是吗?
The disciples that Jesus trained went out to the ends of the earth preaching the gospel.
耶稣所训练出来的门徒就是去地极去宣讲福音。
And this is the reason why there is Christianity throughout the world today.
所以就是为什么我们今天在全世界都有基督徒。
This is the reason why there is Christianity here in New York as well as in Cambodia.
就是为什么我们现在在纽约有基督徒，在柬埔寨也都有基督徒。
Because faithful Christians have passed on the faith to the next generation.
因为忠心的基督徒是将他们的信仰传了给下一代。
And then that generation has passed on their faith to the next generation. So, brothers and sisters, what will you pass on to the next generation? Fathers, what will you pass on to your children? Yes, you may have some material items that you can give them. That's okay.
没问题。
But may God help you to remember.
但是求神帮助你去记得。
The most important thing that you can pass on to them.
你能够传给他们最重要的事。
Your faith.
就是你的信仰。
And may God, by the help of His Spirit,
求神藉着祂的圣灵的帮助,
help you to do this work and pass on your faith.
帮助你做这个工作，将你的信仰传承给下一代。
Let's pray.
用我一头祈祷。
Father in heaven,
我们的天父，
we thank you,
我们感谢你，
for those who told us about Jesus,
为到向我们传讲耶稣的人。
We thank you, Lord, that
主，我们感谢你。
The gospel has come to us.
福音临到我们。
And we pray, O Lord, that you would help us.
我们祈求主你帮助我们。
You would help us to pass on our faith to the generations after us.
帮助我们将我们的信仰传给下一代。
Help fathers and mothers to train their children in the way they should walk.
帮助父母教导他们孩童当行的路。
Help the older men and older women in the church to invest in the younger generations.
教导在教会里面年长的男人女人去投资在下一代。
We pray, Lord, that your name would continue to be carried on from one generation to the next.
我们祈求神你自己的名可以从一代传到下一代。
And that the praise of your name would continue to spread to the ends of the earth.
赞美你的名可以直到去地极地极。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.